boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I know I said it twice last week that I really want to be on a kiss cam, like at a ball game or something.
Mm-hmm.
I take it back. I don't want to be on a kiss cam anymore. I want to be on a Coldplay cam. Because now that's what they're doing. That's instead of calling it a kiss cam, they are on the big screen calling it a Coldplay cam. And then everybody's following along and they're acting like the CEO and head of HR.
Mm.
And they're wrapped around each other's arms. And then as soon as the camera goes to them, they duck.
Dude, I am gagged at how far this is still going that people are reenacting it. There's mascots doing it on the Jumbotron.
I'm hoping, and I swear to God, if it does not continue into the next season and the next season after that. Like, if this doesn't, if we don't call the kiss cam the Coldplay cam 10 years from now, I'm going to be mad. Like, stop the kiss cam and let's continue to call it the Coldplay cam. I think it's funnier.
Well, that, until, you know, another cheater gets exposed and they react a different way, I guess. Is that possible?
No, 100%. And I think this is what we should. We're all laughing. We're all having fun. We don't have to see people macking on
each other. Well, I can tell you two people that aren't laughing.
Well,
the CEO and the head of HR.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
One of my favorite things is ridiculously large items.
Me too.
Okay, so
like the frying pan.
I was going to say that.
Isn't it in Brandon?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The world's largest Brandon frying pan. I don't get it, but I do love it. And I think that stuff's funny. And we need more of it in our lives. Well, I saw something I'm really jealous of up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that is a giant pencil.
I was just there. I missed that.
Same. Same. And it's not just any pencil. It's not a mechanical pencil. No, it is like a classic number two.
Wrong. I can't ever say it. Oh, come on. You know that brand.
Of pencil?
Oh, my God, Taylor.
There's a brand of pencil?
Yes. And it starts with a T, and I always forget what it's called.
Well, you're on your own for that one. I have no idea. It's a giant number two pencil, okay? And what I love about this is that they have a yearly sharpening celebration for the pencil. Backstory. So it's a couple. Their name is John and Amy. They live in the Minneapolis area. And they had a tree out front of their house that was damaged in a storm. We can relate to that around here. You see plenty of tree damage. And instead of letting, you know, that get to them, their neighbors were upset because I guess it was like a really beautiful tree. They're like, you know what? This isn't a loss. We're going to give it a second life. Everybody uses a pencil. Why not make a giant pencil for the...
Does it work?
No.
Oh.
It's sculpted.
I'd be writing my checks with that.
Well, I think that would be impossible. They had like a wood sculptor, I guess, come and repurpose the tree into a giant pencil. Now, with weather and stuff, the point of the, you know, quote unquote lead, they actually don't have giant lead in there. It's all wood. It wears down and it gets a little dull as a pencil would. So they have a ceremony every year to sharpen the giant 20-foot pencil.
That's cool.
It's 20 feet. They have to get scaffolding. They get up there. It takes two people to use the giant sharpener. It looks like a giant sharpener. And they shave it down so that it has a nice point. And now it, over the years, it's become like a whole celebration in that they have music. They have people who show up dressed as pencils, dressed as erasers. It looks like a great time. Like hundreds of people show up.
Can we go?
I want one. Can you, do you have any trees at your house?
No.
Can you get one?
Yeah, I have a baby one. Give me 20 years and let it fall. And then we will have our own. Those Girls in the
I better be invited to that.
It'll be when I'm 50.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
So this weekend I did something a little bit different and I helped my boyfriend out with his job. They needed some extra hands, so I helped out. And I told you, I think it was months ago, that I don't think I could ever work with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And you agreed. Because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I did. I can't imagine you being his coworker because you already call him so many times a day.
I do. I call him probably 100 times a day. Just for odds and random things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm like, there's no way we could work together. Because I would ask him 100 questions. Nothing would get done.
You also lack boundaries as a person.
You too? Do I lack boundaries with you?
Sometimes. Okay. But at least you don't like smooch me in the middle of the day. That's could where I draw the line.
I can if you want me to.
I'm good. I'll sit that one out.
So I got to work with him this weekend. And you know what, surprisingly? I feel like it went really well. I got a lot done.
Would he say the same thing?
He agreed.
Oh, okay.
And I only smooched him once.
Oh, gross. In front of people, I hope not.
I thought you were going to say I hope.
No,
so.
I was going to say in private, I hope. But
no, it was in private. Actually, he smooched me. So you know what? Mm-hmm. Don't even hate on me. It wasn't me. He smooched me. I was working real hard and I was like, get away from me. I'm trying to work. Get off of me.
Okay.
Yeah, animal.
Ew. So is this like a regular thing now?
I feel like you can't work with me and him.
Oh, God, no. I will quit before that day comes.
I mean, wowza. Can we just... Round of applause.
Yeah.
Seriously, the community. We all saw the news right away in the morning that the Cedar Rapids Downtown Farmers Market had to make the tough decision, which I know they did not want to do, that they had to cancel the farmers market. Mm-hmm. It was for the safety of the vendors. You have to think about the vendors have to get there well over an hour to set up. There's a lot of products that can fly in the wind, can damage in the wind and rain.
Mm. And there was constant lightning.
Yeah. And we had a flood. I think it was a warning. Could have been a watch during that time of the farmers market. And they have to think not only about the vendors, but the people as well. And they took that cancellation very seriously for vendors and people. And then immediately after they made that call, the community stepped up and were like, how can we help the vendors? Where can I buy the products that you were going to sell? And then the vendors were posting, I'm going to sell here. And people went out and they bought.
Dude, it's just a bummer for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. It's like they didn't want to cancel it. We don't want you to cancel it. And then the vendors are like, I was up till 4 a.m. making thousands.
Hundreds of items.
And then, you know, they're like, what am I supposed to do with all mm-hmm. this? But I saw so many places being like, hey, come out here. So that you can sell the products that you worked so hard on doing.
No, 100%. It reminded me a lot of the derecho and how much we just like stand up as a community in times of like need. It was so cool. Just my entire Facebook page was just post after post after post of people saying, where can I go? Mm-hmm. Or people saying, I need help. Please buy. You know, it was just the coolest thing.
It was the most rainbowy outcome for a stormy day is what I'll say. I got a hack to help when you are plucking your man's eyebrows for him to stop being such a little baby, okay? And I know that you are still even fighting the battle to pluck his eyebrows at all.
I need all the hacks. I need to pluck these stupid things.
Okay, so...
There are antennas on his head at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Or waving around like they just don't care.
I mean, I normally... The little tiny like facial wax strips were step number one for me because they are less painful and they're more efficient. He prefers those. And then I also have the little like dermaplaner razors that he doesn't mind that I can like clean up the spots that he doesn't let me get with the wax strips.
Yeah.
But he very rarely lets me use tweezers because he says that I do a bad job and I don't. I pinch his skin too much and it hurts too bad. But sometimes
when you're angry, you got to do, oh, sorry.
Well, sometimes I'm a little annoyed and sometimes it's in a spot that like, you know, like in between your eyelid and your eyebrow, I can't fit a wax strip in there unless you want me to risk taking off the whole brow. And that is not a look that anybody wants to commit to on purpose. So he had some like very stubborn eyebrows that I'm like, dude, you got to let me get those or you got to get them yourself. And he's not going to do it. I found a hack. That you got to do it while he's on a work call. I didn't even ask.
Taylor, why did you do that?
Because I'm crazy and motivated. He was getting a lot of calls over the weekend because they had like a work situation going on. And I capitalized on the moment. He was taking a phone call. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go grab the tweezers and see if he even notices. He didn't. And then I just lean over and I start plucking. And I can see his eye twitching a little bit, but he can't react because he's on a work call. So he just had to let me do it without like whining and being like, oh no, you can't do anything else and it hurts. He just had to focus on his work call.
What did he say after?
Well, he was a little upset with me, but
well, I would be too.
But then I was like, go look at your eyebrows. They look so much better. And then he was like, yeah, you're right.
Okay, but how many times does he get a work call? Because it sounds like it's not that often.
On the weekends? I mean, at least once, probably.
Okay, well, so if it's not that often, then I think you also need to cap on him getting a mom call.
Like, do it when mom calls?
Yeah, I don't think he's also going to do it when mom... Like, he's not going to cry when mom calls.
Maybe.
Or when he's gaming. Because, you know, can't wimp out
when
my
the God.
When he's on COD. You know what I'm saying? You can't wimp out when you're codding. Is that what they say? You
know, I don't know, but I'm going to try it out now.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It looks icky out there.
Is it like muggy?
I can tell. Just by it, like it looks like there is wetness in the air. You know what I mean? It's cloudy and like gross, but I just know that if I walked outside,
your hair would feel
wet,
oily,
and immediate armpit sweat.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross. I feel like I need to think of some indoor hobbies to pick up this week.
Aren't all of your
all my hobbies indoors?
Yes.
Well,
you don't
yes.
like to be. You don't like to leave your house.
No. Yeah, I guess you do kind of have a point there.
Nailed it.
I need to pick which one I want to hyperfixate on this week.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Especially when I saw it was like an extreme heat watch for
ew
the Z listening area.
It's gross. You know what I am gonna do? Maybe I'll pick up crocheting again this week. To be prepared for fall weather.
Might I suggest cross stitching?
That would be nice, too.
You could do that. That's what I like to do.
Well, I've never done that before.
It's easy. Well, very time-consuming. Do you have time?
I got all the time in the world. If that means I don't have to come in, are you giving me the day off?
Fine, you can have the day off.
That was
way, really easy,
way
wasn't it?
Easier than I ever thought it would be.
I lie when I saw a random box from eBay at my doorstep this weekend, and I haven't ordered from eBay since Christmas. I thought to myself, somebody trying to kill me.
I immediately think of at the airport when they're like, if you see something unattended, please tell someone.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was addressed to me, but I haven't, like, it would be one thing if I ordered, but I didn't. So I was like, do I open the package? Part of me said don't, because you see all those things on the internet and on the news, and I was just like,
am I trying to die today?
I might die. But then part of me is like, ooh, I don't know. Maybe I forgot what I ordered at Christmas and it's significantly delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened it. I thought, well, today's my day. I might as well. It was nice knowing everybody. So inside of it was Christmas ornaments. I didn't order them.
Like, what kind of Christmas ornaments?
Well, here's the thing. Remember 2 weeks ago when my parents were back in town mm-hmm. for the 4th of July? We had to clean out their storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally got my childhood ornaments back. Mm-hmm. We were going through all the boxes and we found them. But inside one of the boxes that had my childhood ornaments, I also found this one ornament that it's literally Santa. And I was like, oh my God, why do I remember this? And my stepmom goes, that's your grandma's ornament. She used to have it on her tree all the time. And then we took it after she passed and it was on our tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I love this. She goes, can't have it. That's mine.
Oh.
It was your grandma's, so it's ours now. And technically, I mean, it's my dad's mom, so I can't, right. You know, can't claim it. So I said something to my sister and she's like, I bet I could eBay it. I'll find it. I didn't even think about it when I saw that package that she probably had already that quickly eBayed it. And she also didn't tell me, and that's what it was. It was three Santa ornaments eBayed at me. Why are you looking at me?
Now, have you confirmed with her that she ordered it?
I just heard it and just happened to be that I have these ornaments just randomly delivered to me?
I don't know.
No, I did text her and I said, you scared the crap out of me. I thought it was someone who was out to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much. I should also be like, next time, can you give me a warning?
Has she answered?
She did. She said, I love doing it.
Oh, like somebody was stalking you and they broke into the storage unit and they heard you talking about the Santa ornaments. I'd say there's some certain things you don't want to hear after you plant a little smooch on your partner. And I would say ew gross is close to the top of that list. I'm speaking from experience because I heard ew gross after a kiss this weekend.
I would expect you to say that to your boyfriend, Curly, not Curly to say that to you.
Well, and you know what?
Respectfully.
I would. You know what? Respectfully, I would. About like PDA. You know how I am.
You're not an affectionate type.
I will say that. But it is very unlike him to say something like that to me. We were...
Is he an affectionate type?
Yeah, I get not a, again, not a PDA person.
Like on a scale of one to Destiny. You know how affectionate I am.
I don't, like, normal.
Oh, okay.
You're abnormal. So somewhere in the middle between the two of us.
I just try to figure out where he's at.
We were like sitting on the couch this weekend and I got up. I think I was going to either go shower or go grab something. I leaned over just to give him a little kiss. Okay, I'm walking away. Mwah. And he goes, ew, gross. I had just eaten yogurt with banana, and this man hates banana. So he was saying, ew, gross, do not kiss me after you eat a banana. And I was like, I'm sorry, that was really rude. I don't even think that my breath smells like banana. And he just kept telling me that I can't ever do that again because it really grossed him out.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, I didn't think that he hated it that much. That he can't even sniff my mouth without starting to feel ill.
But banana's pretty strong. Is there food that you don't want him to kiss you after?
Well, and that's what I was trying to think of. Like, I'm not a super picky eater. He's definitely more picky than me. It would have to be like oysters or something disgusting. I don't know. Not like a normal food.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something like that? Like, you hate the smell of?
Oh, that dude eats everything.
And nothing has bothered you.
No, but you know, you know what he did the other day that was absolutely disgusting, and he did kiss me after? I got these like higher protein sour cream chips. Now, I think it could be any sour cream chips, and then he kissed me after.
Yeah.
No. And then I will tell you this. Yesterday, he was grilling chicken for my lunch for me, and I appreciate that so much. But he kept coming over to me to kiss me, which I also appreciate. But there, I don't know, and we have a charcoal grill, not a gas one. There was a stench on him. And it was respectfully making me so sick.
Ew, like his breath?
No, him.
Oh.
And I was like, I respect the kiss, but like, I'm gonna need you to get away. I don't know what.
Did you say that?
In a nicer way, but I don't know what that, it was like charcoal smell or something, but it was stinky.
Well, take notes, just at least don't say ew gross after it.
I am really glad that I've got like, you know, hundreds of security. Okay, hundreds is a little dramatic.
You have a lot.
But I do got a lot of security cameras around the house, and I'm glad I do because I had to get on them this weekend to see if I sleptwalked for the very first time in my life. When I got on the security cameras, I saw nothing. But I swear to God, I thought I did. I had the weirdest dream of my entire life, and I want to know if you've ever had a dream like this. Okay. So, you know how the Cedar Rapids Downtown Farmers Market was canceled on Saturday because there was like all those storms, right? Think of all those storms. I had a dream that, well, it didn't feel like a dream, so it felt like reality. I still don't know what it was.
Oh, God.
That I got out of the bed, I walked downstairs, and I laid out on our front porch with a blanket on me, and I just sat there watching the storms with all the pets. Like, there was Luna, Evie, Zaw, and Fat Mochi. And we just sat there watching the storms rumble in.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt so real to the point that I couldn't tell if it was a dream or not. And did I sleepwalk or did I do that?
Well, did you? I don't know. Got nothing? You have security cameras pointed in those directions?
All those directions.
Okay, so you didn't. I didn't
do it. And I still don't believe that I didn't do it. Like, I feel so real that I did it. I had to ask my boyfriend, Amberman. I'm like, okay, did you feel me get up? Like, did you feel like me wake up? Like, did you hear me go down the stairs? He's like, no, you never got up. I would have known. But why did that? I have never had a dream like that where it felt so real. It was the craziest and creepiest thing in my entire life.
The only thing that I can think of is I almost have the opposite where the dream feels so real that I do know that I have to get up and check the one that is recurring for me is I dream that my cats get out of the house and run away because I'm terrified of that. To the point that I'll wake up and the first thing I have to do is get up and look
and
for
check
my cats.
On your cats.
But I know that I do that, so I don't know how
you
don't...
Are you knowing in your dream that it's a dream, but you're still checking?
No. Oh. I wake up and I'm so freaked out, like, oh my gosh, did my boyfriend Curly's brother accidentally leave the door open? Like, I will have to... It felt so real in the dream that I have to get up and go physically touch the cats until I can go back to sleep.
Here's the thing. I'm still fighting with my boyfriend Aaron. I'm like, I feel like I really did do that. And he's like, okay, then name the color of the blanket. I'm like, I don't... What? I don't remember the color of the blanket. He goes, then it wasn't real. If you can't tell me the color of the blanket that you had on your lap that you claim was with you when you were laying on the porch watching the thunderstorm roll in, it didn't happen.
Well, I'm just like, none of your blankets smell soggy? If it's storming and you bring a blanket outside, I think there'd be evidence.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You ever be scrolling on Facebook and you see a post and you're like, oh my God, I know the comments on this are going to be entertaining.
Mm-hmm. And then you're scrolling on those comments for a good 30, 45 minutes.
Oh yeah. It's free entertainment. That's for sure. And I actually scrolled past this post over the weekend and have since then seen that apparently went super, super viral. And I camped out in the comments for quite some time because it's a pretty polarizing topic. So this girl anonymously posts in some sort of Facebook group. I can't remember which one it was. I'm not a part of it, but it did pop up on my feed. And she has a picture of her hand with an engagement ring on it with the caption that says, "Help, I hate my ring. My fiance blindsided me with a proposal. I'm so grateful for the gesture, but I hate the ring. I thought it would grow on me. I gave it a week. I get sad every time I look at it. It's so not me. The round shape, the halo, the pave band, I would have chosen the total opposite. It's upsetting to me that he never asked me or my friends what kind of ring I like. I changed my nail shape from square to accommodate the design, thinking that if I have round nails, I'll like the round ring more. But it didn't work. What now? Should I suffer in silence? I pretend being happy every time he mentions how beautiful the ring is, but I'm scared he'll get very offended if I bring it up. He said he spent 3 months designing the ring. Any advice is welcome." And boy, did the comments provide some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty split. Some people saying, you know, queen, you should speak up. You have to wear the ring for the rest of forever.
Yeah. No, I'm a firm believer of that. But I have other thoughts.
And then there's some people who are like, you are a horrible person.
Yeah.
Maybe he can exchange the ring. Just kidding. Maybe he can exchange the girlfriend.
Yes.
Grow up. You should wear it with pride. Like he... Just as you have been dreaming of getting that ring, he has been dreaming of designing a ring and giving it to his dream woman. So people, I can see both sides. That's why I'm like, I don't really know what to think because her opinion is pretty harsh. And it's a pretty ring.
No, it's gorgeous. I see the photo of it.
It's huge.
It's very pretty. I would die for a ring like that. That's very pretty. I struggle with this because I'm like 50-50 where I get it because I'm a firm believer that if you're going to wear the ring for the rest of your life,
you should like it.
You should really,
you should
really
love
like
it.
You should love it is the correct way because you want to be able to put it on every day and love it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm also on the same boat where I'm like, he spent how much money on it, worked really hard, maybe did extra shifts to pay for it, and you're being ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
I will be completely honest with you and tell you that my last relationship, I told him everything I thought I wanted in a ring. I had never went ring shopping and I didn't go with him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I knew what I wanted based on Pinterest pictures. Okay.
Yes.
I got the ring and at first I really, really liked it. But then over time I was like, oh, like I think I wish I would have done things differently. So then I started like having a little bit of regrets of like how it looked. I never said anything to him because it was my fault. You know what I'm saying? Like I should have went with him.
Right.
I should have done my own research, not just on a Pinterest photo alone. So I never said anything. So now I've done things differently where I'm like, I'm going to go there and try things differently. And you know what's funny? Is I went to when I went to Sipke Hoyt and tried things on, I went in thinking one thing, walked out with a whole different thing.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Again, she should love her ring.
Yeah.
But it sounds to me like she had a very specific...
Yeah, and guess what? You're probably wrong, girlfriend.
Well, and did you even speak up to the... It sounds like he maybe... proposed out of the blue, but have you even had that conversation of
Did you even know you wanted?
Are we getting married? Uh-huh. Oh, if we get married, I'd really like this type of ring, mm-hmm. or I'd really like to go with you, or let me know if you want to see any examples.
Yeah, you got to have those conversations.
I wonder if she said anything at all, or there's some people who are wondering, like, is she just fishing for compliments for people to say, oh, it's a beautiful ring.
So that she likes it more, which then you should not be doing that.
I don't know. I'm just saying that thing is a rock. So can she really say anything?
Taylor's like, can I have it?
I'm just like, man, sparkly.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I know. People get really, really mad when people go to the grocery store in like their pajamas.
Yeah, because apparently it affects the way you shop. I don't know. No hate. I can't hate on it.
I think I did something worse than that, though. You know what? This weekend, I went through the drive-thru in my robe.
Oh. Okay.
I had other things on. It wasn't just robe and Nike underneath my birthday suit. Woo! You know? Mm-hmm. I had under clothes on.
Well, thank God.
I did a long day on Saturday, and I was exhausted, and then my boyfriend, neighbor man, he was exhausted. We get to laying in bed, and we're just scrolling our phones, and I looked at him, and I go, I'm hungry. Mm. And of course, at that point, you're like, nothing's good in the house, right?
Oh, never.
But we're already in our pajamas. We've taken a shower. The only thing that's good is a drive-thru at this point.
Yeah.
So we hit up a drive-thru. We aren't going to put on clothes. Are you kidding me? It's 10 o'clock at night. I'm not putting clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
So he went in his Wile E. Coyote pajama bottoms.
Okay.
And top. And I went in my pink robe mm-hmm. with my dog. I brought my little dog with me.
Was it?
I mean, like Elle Woods.
Okay. I was going to say, like, were they very clearly pajamas or like somebody working the window could like look at you and be like, they just look like they're in comfy clothes.
I think it was very clear it was pajamas. Okay. Both of our outfits were.
I am not judging. And I also sometimes will go in like my little like boxer pajama shorts. Mm-hmm. And then I remember two scenarios.
Number one,
I recall the time that my mom had to run and help somebody that had gotten in an accident and she did not have real shoes on. She had on slippers. And
did you tell me can I say this? Didn't you tell me one time that she didn't have a bra on too during
braless?
Sorry, mom in general.
Not an ideal suit. Like, she had pajama pants on. She had dropped my brother off at school.
I can't do this again. You just scarred me.
There's that. And then the other thing that I think about is, specifically, I think about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez working the Dunkin' drive-thru for Super Bowl commercials. I just wonder what it's me.
What is that? What happened?
They did commercials for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
For Dunkin', where they worked.
Yeah.
They were the window person at the drive-thru. And my brain goes, what if it's me next? What if I pull up to the drive-thru?
Ben Affleck is working in Cedar Rapids at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, Justin Bieber's handing me my milkshake. I don't want to be in my...
In like...
my nasty sleep shirt.
In McDonald's drive-thru.
You never know who's going to be there.
You are never going to believe who passed me on 380 around the S-curve today.
What?
I don't know. I think it has to be pretty official, almost maybe presidential or something, because it had U.S. government on the license plate. I've never seen that before.
Like, okay.
I don't know who actually passed me.
Does it say Iowa on it?
No.
Oh, I need to look
this up. Well, I guess I don't think so.
U.S. government license plate?
I'm going to tell you, they drove it's a Honda Elantra. It said Elantra at the end of it. I think Honda's the brand, but I know it said Elantra. Oh, is it Elantra? I don't know. It's something.
It makes me Google a lot over here.
I think it's that. All I know is they
Hyundai.
Hyundai Elantra. That's what it is.
Okay.
They were driving that. They passed me. Now, I wish I would have looked at who was actually.
Tinted windows?
No, not really.
Okay.
Looked at who was driving, but I wasn't paying attention until I saw the license plate and I saw U.S. government. And I'm like, Michelle Obama, is that you? Who's in the car?
I'm saying it could be anybody.
It could really be anybody. I mean, does any of our, like, Iowan, like, I don't know government very well. Any of our elected officials drive those kinds of things?
I don't know. Like, okay, so if...
Does Tiffany drive it?
I'm saying when you are elected into any, you know, government position, Do they swap out your license plates?
Does Mayor Tiffany get one of those cool license plates?
I don't know.
I'd never seen one before.
Well, I'm Googling it because I'm like, I've never seen this before. It says for official use.
That's what I'm saying.
On the license plate. I'm like, mm-hmm. Who gets these? Personnel from various agencies like Department of Defense.
Okay.
The FBI. Oh my God.
Somebody from the FBI passed me.
Crime happening.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
Department of Homeland Security and many others. So it could be.
Screw it. It was the FBI. I'm going to go with this. Was the F freaking BI. What were they doing here? And what do they know about me?
Did they follow you?
No, but can I tell you something about them? I'm going to say it was the FBI. Can I tell you about the FBI? They're bad drivers. They're getting a ticket from the 380. Can I feel
like going too fast?
Yeah, because you know what? We all do it. Don't lie. We all go 55, right, when you go underneath the camera, and then you go 60, right, when you get past the camera, and then you go 55, right, when you get underneath the camera. We all know how to do it, right, so we don't get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That person didn't know how to do it. That's why I don't think it was Mayor Tiffany, because I feel like she would have just been driving a little bit better.
Well, if you live in Cedar Rapids more than 6 months, you know how to drive the S-curve.
Well, this person did not go 55 underneath the camera. Mm-hmm. They passed me a little bit faster, which makes me think they had to have been going, because then when I caught up to 60, they were still going way faster than me. I think they went underneath that camera well over 65, which makes me think they got a ticket.
Do you think
they got a pay?
Or they were casing you.
Oh, what do you know?
I don't know.
Outside the building?
If they want, I'm saying I haven't looked at the parking lot in a couple hours.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.